Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created, all the while they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettled them into your communities. At any time during the past 3 years, crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as you can be and the most incompetent president we've ever had, could have called off the invasion. But to this day, he is keeping the hordes of illegal migrants and illegal aliens pouring into the country.
Passed, and at the end, he really leveraged that to say, I have been through these things. I have seen this contest between these very dark and light tendencies in American life.
Right.
And I can tell you what maybe a younger person hasn't lived long enough to know, because it's been a bleak era.
Yeah.
That we will defeat.
Let me say also,
small-hearted tendencies.
You can talk about grandparents and parents.
Spicy grandpa.
Let's just talk about
Hawaiian shirt grandpa.
Let's just talk about Joe Biden. For people that have known Joe Biden, I've known him a long time. The Brzezinskis have known him for like 50 years. This is the best Joe Biden.
Yeah. Spicy Joe.
Right?
Spicy Joe.
Well, yeah, but also, this is Joe Biden who has gotten in trouble.
Right.
For talking too much, for saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, for telling one too many jokes, for getting angry one too many times, but for exaggerating. Like, this is a Joe Biden that, and as an old man myself, that after a while, you get, the rough edges do get rounded off by age. So we don't have to talk about grandparents and parents. We can just talk about Joe Biden past, Joe Biden now. And I can tell you, I've talked to Joe Biden in private for decades. This is the best Joe Biden.
Dana?
Madam Speaker, one of the clearly ad-libbed moments was during the section about immigration. And I'm sure you saw the buttons that your colleagues across the aisle had. And he had one of those buttons. We believe it was given to him by Marjorie Taylor Greene. And when she said something to him during his speech, he responded. I think we have that. Let's listen to it.
I didn't see any Republican buttons.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment. But you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
But more broadly.
Because I think his focus was on the sympathy for the family.
Yeah.
It's a terrible tragedy.
And sending Crooked Joe's illegals back home. Likewise, the sight of a feeble Joe Biden talking about shrinkflation, the term he uses, is one of the most ridiculous things this country has ever seen. Shrinkflation is just another way of saying inflation. It means that you're losing a lot of money because these people don't know what they're doing. It was all caused by Crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him. It's time to tell Crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Friday,
Friday, 8 March, Year of Our Lord, 2024. We got a lot to get to today and a lot of folks. And we're going to break all this down. And starting gun sounded. But we're very honored to have Congressman Lauren Boebert from Colorado 4 join us today. And the reason is I wanted her, because we think so highly of her, we wanted her to come and really give a rebuttal that I think has some thought and reflection in it. Congressman, I'm going to just turn it over to you. You were there. And, you know, you were gracious. I mean, he's illegitimate, but he happens to have the billet, right? And so you heard it. And what's your response to that, to the American people?
Well, it was really unfortunate to sit in the House of Representatives in those sacred chambers and hear Joe Biden really address more the state of Ukraine than he did the state of our union. Joe Biden seemed to have forgot that he was addressing the American people, and instead he was addressing Zelensky, who's probably sitting on a sofa somewhere in a sweatsuit waiting for his next check. But this is where we are right now, when we have a sitting president who props up our adversaries and other countries more than he does the American people. That's why we are suffering. He has opened up our southern borders and is pretending to be concerned about another country's borders while we have human trafficking taking place, 100,000 children that have gone missing, fentanyl that is pouring in and killing tens of thousands of Americans, and is really devastating communities, even in my state of Colorado, which is now a border state. And he did this all with a stroke of a pen. He has had nearly 100 executive actions that have allowed and enabled this invasion. The House of Representatives has impeached Secretary Mayorkas for the dereliction of duty and the willful intent there at the border to allow these criminal aliens even into our country and have the opportunity to harm Americans like Laken Riley. And I'm glad that I have colleagues who forced Joe Biden to actually say something about her and address that it was an illegal alien that killed Laken Riley. Democrats may want to call him something else, but he is an illegal criminal alien. But here's the thing. The American people have a choice this November. We have lived under both President Trump and Joe Biden. We have lived under both administrations. Where was your life better? Under President Trump, we had a secure border. Under President Trump, inflation was record lows. We had record job increases. We were energy independent. We were pursuing energy dominance under President Trump. We had world peace with President Trump through his strength, through his leadership. His policies are what really had America up and roaring again. And under Joe Biden, he has destroyed everything great that President Trump worked so hard for 4 years to accomplish. He opened our southern borders. We've had skyrocketing inflation. Our jobs are declining. And I'm not counting the folks that are forced to have two and three jobs just to afford their utility bill and put fuel in their vehicle to get to work or get their kids to school. Our groceries are higher than they were. And Joe Biden is complaining about the size of a Snickers bar and how many chips you get in a bag, but is failing to address that it is his policies that's causing this inflation that these companies are having a direct effect on. And so rather than Joe Biden talking about growing our economy by spending more money and offering Christmas wish list items to American people, I can't even count how much money he spent last night in his speech, but he needs to be talking about unleashing American energy production. We saw how effective that was with President Trump. He knew the power of our God-given natural resources and how to export those and create security and economic growth with that energy development. We have Democrats who are praising Joe Biden and his speech that he disastrously stumbled through so many times. I looked at my colleagues to the left and to the right and said, was that a sentence that he just tried to say? And just even struggling to read a teleprompter is sad for our nation to see an executive in that position. But right now, the entire Democrat Party is parody. And so we have a choice to make. Do you want more of President Trump and his policies that enabled American families to prosper and live out their very best lives, or more of Joe Biden's disastrous policies that are truly socialism and are driving us into communism. So the American choice is clear. Do you want socialism or do you want freedom? Joe Biden or President Trump? I'm voting for President Trump because I know my life was better under his leadership. And, you know, I do want to add just one more thing. I said that he talked a lot about Ukraine and sending them more money. We've sent them over $100 billion. He wants to send them even more money. Well, even when he spoke about Israel, he offered a two-state solution, and he kept his remarks very short on Israel because there's a young voting population that he knows he is offending when he stands in support of Israel. And so he kept his remarks
into the
very
Democrat,
short.
You're saying the Democrat Party.
Into the Democrat Party. That's exactly right. And so we need someone who is actually going to stand up for our greatest ally, Israel, the right way, with not just pandering talk. The State of the Union was very sad. The address was very sad. And I'm happy that it's going to be Joe Biden's last address to the nation.
Two things I want to get into in the time we have. And you've been gracious enough to stay for another block. Scott Bessent will actually follow Congressman Boebert with an economic analysis of reality versus what you heard last night. And I don't really want to get into the style of the rebuttal last night that was selected by Johnson and Ron McDaniel, but really Mitch McConnell made the decision. In that rebuttal last night, I don't remember hearing the name Trump. Mm. And I don't remember hearing it put like you did. This is all about a choice. Yes. Last night, Biden did accomplish his number one objective, was to stop the talk about Michelle Obama coming in here, mm-hmm. stop mm-hmm. the talk of him being replaced. It's now done. It's Trump and Biden.
Yes.
It was not framed like that in the rebuttal. And my belief is it has to be framed. You're going to have a choice.
Yes.
And these are not close choices. These are fundamentally different choices.
Absolutely.
And that's what he laid out. Do your constituents in Colorado 4 see it the same way?
Yes, all of Colorado is negatively impacted by Joe Biden's policies. There's nothing that we can point to and say, hey, this is working for Coloradans.
You're saying even Denver and the metropolitan, not in your district, but the great cities of Colorado like Denver, looks like it's in free fall.
Right. Well, look at the invasion that's taking place. Denver's a sanctuary city. And we're a sanctuary state. We've had some counties stand up and say absolutely not. We're losing our hospitals. The schools are overrun. Our VAs are overrun. Our nursing homes are overrun. And this is all because of the invasion that's taking place at the southern border and the millions of dollars that are spent each and every day on the illegal aliens in our state is devastating our economy. And so everyone is impacted by this.
And you've come up with a policy solution to this.
I have. Right?
And the policy solution is pretty up in your grill.
That's right. So we're going to inject President Trump's policies with steroids and put them all into one. And my bill is called Build the Wall, Deport Them All. That's exactly what we need to do. Buses brought these illegals into our country, and buses can bring them out. Joe Biden has snuck people in on planes. Over 300,000 flights of immigrants were brought in on flights. So there wouldn't be that extra surge at the southern border to try to tuck that in. I've been down there. I've seen it. We need to remain in Mexico back in place. We need catch and release. We need to designate fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction because that's what it is. And we need to go after the cartel who have operational control of our southern border. They know exactly what's coming into our country, more so than we do.
So build the wall, deport them all. You're saying, hey, I want to shut down and secure the border, hermetically seal it, step one.
Yes.
Step two is that they all got to go.
They all got to go.
They've gamed the asylum system.
Right.
These are illegal alien invaders. Even Biden last night called them illegal.
Yes.
And Nancy Pelosi freaked out.
Yes.
And that pro-Palestinian left.
He went off script.
Went off script, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first question I'm going to ask you when we get back, is you were in the room. I want to ask you when we get back, in the room's different than watching on television.
Yes.
So I want to get the feel for in the room. Okay. Gold this morning, 21.90. First trades in the morning. You know why? They saw Biden, and the Congressman Boebert's absolutely right. This is multi-trillion-dollar deficit. She says, "Oh, I took $1 trillion off the deficit." Yeah, that's because you ran it up to $3 trillion, bro. It's $2 trillion, unsustainable. The reason gold hit 2190 is back now to 2178, also an all-time high. Birchgold.com. We don't tell you what to do. They'll walk you through it. Birchgold.com/banner.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits. And it's why I am proud and the War Room posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Let me repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. patriotmobile.com/Bannon. That's patriotmobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back. Now, we had Congressman Biggs on. You know, we're huge fans. The audience is huge fans of Congressman Biggs. And he made the decision. We had Gates on first. Gates was going. Mm-hmm. And taking the Army captain with him, the Green Beret, that was vaccine injured. President Trump, no, just kidding. But Biggs came on right after and said he's not going. He said he can't do it. Been doing this long enough. Can't do it. He says he's not insulting the office of the president because he thinks Biden's illegitimate, not going to do it. You were there. You were quite gracious last night. But put us in the room, because on TV, and I realize what he's trying to do. He's trying to convince the Democrats, stop the Pritzker talk, stop the Whitmer talk, stop Newsom, and particularly stop Michelle Obama. I got this. I'm your guy, and I'm going to take on Trump. I see what he's doing.
Right.
Inside the room, would it come across as?
Yes. So Joe Biden was making it very clear that he is the nominee for the Democrat
There's no
Party
doubt in your mind.
For the 2024 presidential.
As a politician,
yes.
You saw what he was doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He was not allowing any more room. I mean, look, even Gavin Newsom right after, you know, gave put out a tweet saying that Joe Biden would be the candidate and the next president. God forbid. But in the room, it's interesting. So Joe Biden usually calls a lid by 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and he's starting a speech at 9 p.m., which is pretty insane. So, you know, we're all checking pupils
so
and seeing
you're
how
so,
dilated
you're
they
so
are.
Mean girl. Did he look like he was jacked?
He starts off his speech. And, I mean, listen to the transition and the topics. There's no natural flow.
No,
it's like that
it's
teleprompter
yes. yeah.
is just going as fast as it can.
Well, they wanted to keep it a limited time. They only got so much. They only jack him up. The Adderall only works for so long.
Only so much. You know, right. I mean, like, hey, I have a 5-hour energy every, you know, couple of days or so. But
couple
yeah,
couple of days or a couple of 5 hours.
Right, a couple of 5 hours every. Yeah, gosh, some days are busy. But you know, every topic that he transitioned into, there was no natural pause. It was just straight into this, and he's like, oh, we're gonna kill all the babies, and abortion is wonderful, and it needs to be on demand, and you know, and then he just jumps right into Ukraine or whatever. You know, I mean, it's. The transitions were out of this world. But you see towards the end, that's when he starts leaning in. He starts whispering to the crowd, well, guess what? We're not going to do it. And then
I'm afraid he's going to turn and start sniffing heads. That's when I get worried, right?
Yes, I was not close enough for that.
Georgia Maloney's already on a plane.
Oh,
she's out of
heart.
Here. She's out of here,
bless
right?
Bless her heart, yes. But then after the whispers, you know, then he's going to start yelling. And so then the yelling starts, and he gets very, very intense. And, you know, that's towards the end of his speech. But on the Republican side, side, usually we have a few things we can stand up in agreement. And this is America. You know, we live in a constitutional republic. We're a part of the same body.
It is the state of the union.
The state of the union.
Right.
And there's usually a few things that we can stand up for. You know, I think I had one colleague that stood up for marijuana and, you know, just like a
that's Gates. That would be him. He and AOC are, you know, bonded on that.
Yeah. But then we stood for Israel, and there wasn't anything else
Speaker
I could
Johnson,
find to
Speaker Johnson, correct me if I'm wrong,
for.
I think, and we put Speaker Johnson kind of on notice yesterday. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to see a lot of bopping up and down. He only stood for Israel, I think,
right.
Wasn't it? Is that your...
That's what I recall. And so if he did stand up for something else...
But it wasn't much. But, it was basically Israel.
It was. I mean, look, Joe Biden put our Second Amendment under attack, lied to the American people, saying that our economy was roaring, that this is the best America's ever been.
Is it roaring for the working class and middle class
Absolutely
in Colorado?
Absolutely not. No.
And you hear that?
Yes. Folks are having to work
Are independents and even
jobs.
Democrats talking to you about that?
Yes. So everyone is affected by this economy. And it's devastating because it does not have to be that way. Just with our energy resources alone, we can reduce the cost of living. And it's not going to be through government subsidies and all of these bailouts that Joe Biden's promising everybody, all of these Christmas wish list items. That's not how we're going to get our country back on track. And especially in Colorado, we have been regulated into poverty through the energy industry.
By the way, the reason gold hit $21.90 this morning is because exactly what you said. The traders around the world heard you got a $2 trillion to $2.5 trillion deficit on the one you guys are working on now, another $2 trillion on the one that's going to be worked on, that's got to be by September 30th. How are you going to do it? That's why people are looking for alternative, either Bitcoin or gold to hedge it. One thing about appropriateness, the father of the fallen Marine. He got worked up.
Yes.
Right. He got worked up because there was Biden, no mention, nothing like that. He got worked up. He shouted out. Do you think it was overreaction to actually handcuff him and arrest him, drag him out of there?
I mean, I think that is their protocol. But, you know, gosh, my heart goes out to his family. I mean, look, I was angry and had an outburst over the same life lost just a couple of years ago in the State of the Union when Joe Biden was refusing.
Remember you stood up?
Yes, when he refused to acknowledge our 13 service members that were killed by his disastrous withdrawal, his surrender. So I shouted out to remind him of that. But I can't even imagine that father's pain and anguish that he lives with every single day. And to be in the same room with the man who's responsible for the death of his son and to keep that in, I mean, that would be near impossible to do. I don't know if there's any charges that go with that. I would assume not. But
you would recommend that Johnson be dropped immediately and let's move on.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. My heart goes out to all of those Gold Star families that lost their children unnecessarily because of Joe Biden.
Talk to me about you're in the room. Something that happened that was unprecedented last night. It's never happened in the history of this country. A sitting president, illegitimate as he is, directly attacked the Supreme Court.
Yes,
to their
threatened
face.
Them.
He threatened the Supreme Court. Walk me through that. What was it like in the room?
Well, I mean, it was bizarre. I mean, are you more with Zelensky or are you for America? Like, I don't understand, because straight into Ukraine, he did go directly to our justices and threaten them. And this is following up a 9-0 ruling by the Supreme Court to keep President Trump on the ballot. Colorado tried to remove him from the ballot. And this is following up that ruling that he looks directly at them and threatens them and saying, women have the right to vote, and you're going to find out. Well, goodness, I think it's been over 100 years since we've had the right to vote. Is women's suffrage over yet? But for him to attack them, I mean, this is a separation that I have not seen breached. We've seen senators do it, threaten our justices, but a sitting president to do so.
So for the gun went off, and it's the general campaign. It's going to be 8 months of a grind. But the Supreme Court calling out is a very important issue. They have a plan that if they get this regime, this regime continues and they take the House and keep the Senate, they will immediately, and he said it last night in so many words, they are going to pack the Supreme Court.
They're
going to expand the Supreme Court. My point is they are totally lawless. Mm-hmm. They don't really believe in the institution of this country. They only believe in the institutions as means to power for their own regime. So pivoting to the general election, both in the House, because you guys are going through this debacle that, quite frankly, the moderates and Johnson are rolling over. We're going to have a $2.5 trillion deficit. How do you justify that going back to your constituents? I mean, they're going to sit there and go, hey, look, Lauren, you're a fire breather. We're sending you back there to kick some butt. What? Why do we have so many moderates in this party that will roll over? And quite frankly, Johnson had every opportunity to use all the leverage. I realize it's going to be messy and nasty and you'd be called everything in the book. But to shut down the border, you cut their money off. And audience, I'm not saying Johnson has the power to shut down the border. He has the power and leverage to force a confrontation to make it a national issue. That didn't happen. How do you walk us through the general campaign and how do you justify that if we want to hold the House majority?
Correct. Well, there is no justifying that. So that is why we have to focus on elections. And actually, it does start before the general election. We still have primaries that are taking place. I have a primary in Colorado in June. And so we do still have primaries that we need to win and make sure we get strong conservatives elected, because I don't have enough reinforcements here in Washington, D.C. to help me leverage the Speaker of the House, apparently, because we did a great job last January with Kevin McCarthy and that leverage. But Kevin wanted that position so badly that he was willing to go along with our concessions eventually. And now Mike Johnson, he's not in the same position. We suspend all the rules that we fought so hard to get. And we are spending money on suspension. We're not supposed to be doing that. We're giving in to all of the leverage we have to secure the southern border. And it's very frustrating and unjustifiable. The debt is unjustifiable. The minibus that we just passed is unjustifiable. We suspended the rules to pass that. That should not have happened. We fought for 72 hours to read a bill. We fought to be able to add amendments to bills. What is he afraid of? We have his back. We have his back. We are pushing him. And those who are weak in the conference will go along with his position.
They're selling him that if he shuts it down, it's politically terrible and it will lose the majority. Do you believe that?
Absolutely not. People are ready for a fight, a fight that actually means something. Shut down the border or shut down the government.
A fight we can win, and we know politically we can win it. This is what's so bizarre about this.
The border is the number one issue 100%. On both sides of the aisle right now, and this is something that we have been winning on and unfortunately are surrendering on right now.
You're so gracious to give this time. I want to announce a big announcement yesterday. We won after 5 years. All charges dropped or acquitted in Rome about our gladiator school. We're going to be doing, just like we did at CPAC, for the force multiplier, which is kind of a test module. We're going to be doing one in Phoenix, in Arizona. We're going to do one in Nevada. I want to announce we're going to come out and do one in your district in Colorado. Yes. Our staff is going to work at the time with your people. I think people in Colorado 4 enjoy that. It'll be a full day.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and we'll do live war room from there.
I got to give a shout out to the posse here. So Steve Bannon is loved all throughout America. I travel all the states and I hear about you. But in eastern Colorado, you are their superstar. Maybe you're their god with a little G. So everywhere that I go, I hear from the posse, and they're so excited for everything that you're doing. So they're going to be excited to see out there.
We're going to plan it. It's a full day. We're going to have experts out there, subject matter experts, about how people, activists, and even people who haven't been activists, how you get engaged, how you get involved, because this is a populist movement. It's a populist uprising, President Trump's movement. And we now, game on last night, it started. Real quickly, where do people go to find out more about you in this campaign? Because you have a tough primary.
I do. LaurenForFreedom.com. So I need all the posse to join me and help us get over the finish line. But especially those who are in eastern Colorado and even in neighboring states, if you want to come in and join us when we get those dates announced. I'm really excited to have the war room in Colorado.
Social media?
At Lauren Boebert on Twitter, X, and Lauren Boebert for Congress on Facebook.
Congressman, thank you so much for coming in here. Get some Warpath coffee. We're going on the Warpath. Warpath.coffee/Warren for your discount. Get jacked up this morning. Scott Bessent on the numbers next.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits. And it's why I am proud and the War Room Posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. And repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76.
Cut the federal deficit by $160 billion.
Okay, Scott Bessent joins us. Also, Scott, he was going to go after the billionaires. He had a lot of talk. But you can see from the gold this morning, it opened at 2190, an all-time high. The markets are not buying it. What they heard is just an incredible amount of spending. So look, you're one of the smartest hedge fund guys on Wall Street. Just walk us through, from, you know, not partisan, not political. We know you're a big Trump guy. But just objectively, as you're, because you're a fiduciary, as you look at it, for where you put money, what you heard last night as a fiduciary, just walk us through what's reality.
Well, Steve, let's just look at history, which is what we do at our firm. As you said, I have political views, but I also have financial views. And Joe Biden's problem is he's having to run from his record. And his record is that the millionaire class, the billionaire class, the top 15% has never done so well, never done so well as under Joe Biden. And, you know, the working class, the bottom 15% economically have fared poorly. And, you know, it's because what I call the three I's, inflation, interest rates, and immigration. And, you know, is we've got Paul Krugman in the New York Times, Alan Blinder, former Fed vice chair, Princeton professor in the Wall Street Journal, excoriating the American people that they don't understand how good they've got it. Well, they do know that their purchasing power is down, that there was a huge amount of government spending, and the government spending led to inflation. The inflation leads to high interest rates. And the Biden administration's strategy to keep wage inflation down was to open the border. So, like the bottom 50%, their wages have been suppressed by immigration. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from Jerome Powell, Fed chair, who said it on 60 Minutes 3 weeks ago.
So when you look at this as a professional and as a macro guy looking to make big bets and with capital, right now you've got, we just had Boebert here, you know, he said I cut $1 trillion, but it was three and he took it down to two, but the three was going to go away anyway because of the post-pandemic. When you see a $2 trillion deficit right now, and the one they're going to work on is going to have another $2 trillion. We're running at $1 trillion every 100 days. Just walk me through the mentality. They're financing this short term. She can't sell 10s and 30s. She can't go out long. They're financing this short term. So this is kind of even out of Powell's jurisdiction now. Are we getting to a place that we've embedded inflation and dropping the purchasing power of the dollar that we're just in a vicious cycle, and he's just going to continue to try to press on spending and use Treasury and the Fed to prop this thing up?
Well, look, I think that all they care about is getting to November 5th, getting him across the line somehow. And, you know, from an observational and financial markets point of view, I think that they are engaging in, I've made up a term for it, I call it the maximal point of no return, is you run big enough deficits, you pile up enough national debt, you keep the size of the government or keep growing the size of the government in the economy. You make the private sector depend on government subsidies, as we're doing with this Orwellian named the Inflation Reduction Act. You know, so you get to a point where it's unfixable. And I think that's why I've come out from behind my desk and am taking a strong stance here, is if this keeps going the way it is, and if 2024 and beyond is run like this, we will be at the point of no return where we cannot grow our way out. There is still a chance for us to be able to freeze, not cut spending, and they put in supply side solutions, deregulate, they push oil prices down to $40. I was with President Trump in Greenville a couple of weeks ago. He said he wants $40 energy, and he wants that from U.S. producers, the crude and net gas supplying the world. So we can salvage this, but time is running out.
So I want to go back over this. You're saying, I love that, the maximalist point of no return. They've just doubled and tripled down, and they're not going to stop because they can't stop. In your, I guess, theory of the case, you go like that, you're going to have a crash. It's eventually going to crash. You're going to have a depression. But even if you try to do something here, you're risking having a recession, right? It's just reality. So your point is, hey, Bannon, I hear you. I hear the war room. You're talking about massive cuts. Want to get to a balanced budget. Yeah, maybe that's great, but you haven't seen any of that happening close in Congress. So let's put a pin in that. Your point is, let's just stop the increase in spending. Let's just freeze spending where it is. Freeze it where it is. And then you think there is a plan there with lowering energy costs and other deregulation or deconstruction of the administrative state policies that you can start growing the economy and eventually, and it'll take years, but work our way out of this. Is that your general theory of how we have to do this?
Yes, I think that the President Trump should come out with a three arrow strategy, just like Prime Minister Abe had in Japan, and he reinvigorated the Japanese economy, and 10 years later, Japan is they've come out of deflation, stock market's back to the all time high, so I think if President Trump were to adopt a policy of 3% real economic growth through deregulation, 3% that he would commit to the deficit being at 3% instead of 6% when he leaves office, so a gradual decline, and 3 million more barrel equivalents of energy being pumped by U.S. producers, that we could stabilize this thing and be on a decade-long glide path to get out. I am saying that if it's not done, if that's not started next year, then it is going to be Lael Brainard's view of the world. Now, who is Lael Brainard? Lael Brainard is someone who has never had a job in the private sector. As far as I can tell, the only thing she's ever run is her mouth. And she is the National Economic Council chair for President Biden, and she gave a very telling speech at the Economic Club of New York last summer, and she basically said, we are going to continue spending, and when we win in 2025, all the Trump tax cuts are going to expire, and we are going to raise taxes just as President Biden said last night, we're going to raise it on people making more than $400,000 a year, and on corporations. Well, I can tell you that is a lie. There is not enough money there to fund the spending that they are talking about on a sustainable basis.
Just for clarification, you're saying right now the deficit is at 6% of GDP. That's unsustainable. Mathematically, just can't be sustainable. You're saying with President, you would argue, let's get it with freezing spending and growth. Let's get it to 3%. Let's get the deficit to 3% of GDP.
Yeah, and look, The households, businesses, and markets will react to signals. So if you commit to that, if President Trump were to form something like a bipartisan committee to review the problem that we've got and get some kind of bipartisan buy-in, then the markets will respond to that. That interest rates, interest rates don't have to go down because the economy is bad. Interest rates can go down because you're fiscally prudent. So, if markets could anchor to a leader who actually comes out and commits to cutting the deficits rather than blowing them out, freezing spending rather than the host of new programs we saw last night, then it could work. But it's like I said, I have come out from behind my desk. I've taken a more public role because of my concern.
And we talk about narratives and building up. This is signal, not noise. Your point is on 20 January 2025. There couldn't be a bigger dichotomy or spread between what the two alternatives are. Trump's economic policy that you saw at least part of it in those 3 years before the bioweapon hit us of kind of growth, low inflation, low interest rates, or Biden, which the maximalist point of no return, they're all in. And you saw the speech last night. They're all in and they're not going to back off. I mean, they're going to put the pedal down. And your point is that just not sustainable in the system we have currently?
Not at all. And I think this is intentional. They want to get the government bigger in the economy. And it was a list of handouts last night. And I think what we're seeing in the U.S. is the American people don't want handouts. American people want to be responsible for themselves, but they can't do it if they can't get real wage gains, if inflation is killing them, if interest rates are up, immigration is suppressing their wages. So, what we've got now is a terrible policy mix. And not only is it blowing out the deficit, I think it's it's soul crushing for ordinary Americans, and it's showing up in the numbers. I think it's fascinating. There was a Washington Post article this week that said that Bernie Sanders, Senator Sanders, the avowed socialist, was telling Joe Biden that his policies aren't working. Now, I think he has a different worldview than I do. I think his worldview is, let's double down when they try to win the election and they go from there. But, I can tell you that Senator Sanders has a more humane view for middle class and working Americans than the Biden administration does. That, this has been a toxic combo over the past couple of years, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. Is impossible for millennials to buy homes. The credit card defaults are ticking up amongst the lowest income cohorts and among young people. And I can tell you, this is why Joe Biden is in a fever pitch to cut the student debt, because the credit card and auto defaults are ticking up in the 18 to 25-year-old category, as well as the lower 50% of the economic cohort. So there's a world of pain out there. They've created an asset lullapalooza. It's like stocks are flying, interest rates are high. If you got a lot of money in the bank, you're getting 5% on it.
Scott, we know you got a piece coming out that does the analytics on this. As soon as we see it published, wherever it gets published, we'll push it out. I want to thank you for taking your time away today from your day job to join us here. Very enlightening.
Good. Well, thanks, Stephen. This is important.
Yep, Scott Besson. Oh, it is pure signal, not noise. The toxic brew. this is, to me, President Trump would come and hammer this every day. I mean, he is the best at explaining this and best at connecting with the American people and the working class in this country about exactly what's happening. Their lived experience. This is why Biden's numbers are so terrible. Okay, short break. We're going to be back in the war room to take it all in a moment.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
So there you have it. It couldn't be clearer. And I think President Trump, you know, my recommendation is to hammer into this because this is a winner. And here's why it's a winner. The polling and all the numbers show you can't fool the American people and the lived experience of their life. And they hate being talked down to. And not just that, they hate being spun. They hate being spun by the simple fact economy is great. This is great. That's great. And their lives are not great. And it's not great because of the mathematics set here with government spending, which is paying off all their buddies and every kind of crazy idea they have. This, the whole Green New Deal and what they're doing, the sustainable energy, which is all a scam. All underwritten, paying off their buddies in venture capital and hedge funds that way. So this is one that President Trump, and that's why I thought his pre-buttal, I thought President Trump's pre-buttal was obviously better than Biden's the harangue. But on Biden's harangue, my theory of the case there is he did what he had to do politically for himself. He was essentially in free fall among Democrats. He had to convince them. Try to convince them that he could stand up against President Trump mano a mano. Now, we know that can't happen. I'm a huge advocate of anywhere, any place, any time that he just goes in and throws down hard. And the debate will be at a time and place of Trump's choosing. Let's just get a couple of microphones and go hit it. But, last night you saw it. That was his best shot. That's his shot right there to say, hey, I can do this. I think it tamped down the Whitmer, Newsom, Michelle Obama. So now it's game on. And when it's game on, you got to draw a strong contrast. The strongest contrast President Trump can make, is that he had this job before, and you had 3 years of peace and prosperity before he was hit with a bioweapon. And it wasn't actually that bad during the bioweapon hit in 2020. They threw everything at him. But if you look at the math, and what he did, which was a reasonable, remember back in the old days of war and pandemic, we talk about the massive drop in aggregate demand as economies were shutting down, as the supply chain got tied up in China. Aggregate demand, this is kind of a Keynesian term, aggregate demand, it was a free fall. We talked about that bridge. You've got the Trump economy of 19 on one side, and you got the sunlit uplands on the other. You have to get through that when you have a massive drop in aggregate demand, and President Trump did that in a very reasonable I think it was $1.1 trillion bill to, and it was not perfect, but at the time you had to make those decisions, but it was pretty damn good, and it got it going. Biden then comes in, and as reasonable people like Larry Summers and War Room and Peter Navarro and Dave Brat and others, we said, no, these bills you're putting through, the Inflation Reduction Act, these Orwellian, as Scott Bessent says, these Orwellian-named bills, it's just adding trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And right now, with the economy coming back full, what's it going to do? It's going to drive prices up. And that hasn't changed. Remember, inflation's accumulative. And the purchasing power of the dollar is kind of the reverse of it. So you've had a 17 or 18%, 19% drop in purchasing power of the dollar. The BRICS nations are, this is why we did the Birch Gold over the last 3 years on the prime reserve currency. The BRICS nations are not idiots. The people that staff that around their finance ministers, you know, all went to Sloan School at MIT, all went to the University of Chicago, Harvard Business School, Stanford. They know how to work in HP12C. They can do the numbers. They can do discounted cash flow and say, hey, you know what we should do? Go buy gold to back it up and figure out we have to de-dollarize. Why? Because maybe the war room posse has to suck on this. Maybe the deplorables have to suck on this. Maybe MAGA has to suck on it. American citizens have to, but we don't have to. They're voting every day to do that, to get off the dollar. Why? Because the elites in this country have in complete irresponsibility, and you're seeing it right here on Capitol Hill right now with Johnson in the House, but you saw it in the Senate last week. You had these patriots. Senator Tuberville is going to join us in a moment. You've had these patriots trying to put just good old American common sense and saying, guys, we can't continue to have $2 trillion deficits. What Biden said, look, the world is an efficient market. That's one of the first things. Over time, given information, markets will tend towards efficiency. And that will mean, you know, price discovery, appropriate price discovery, right? So markets are efficient over time. The world is an efficient market over time. This is why you saw the pop in gold this morning at 2190. The first trades hit it. Why? Because they saw last night the happy talk. They saw, as Congressman Boebert said, even a more Christmas tree of spending. Did you see anything there? They hide it by calling it investments. They do that because that's a political operative's term. They've test marketed that. People, working class people, middle class people, yes, investments are good. I should invest. Investments are good. If the government's investing, maybe that's a good thing. So they take spending, which is enslaving you, and they turn it to a word investment. So while last night he's talking about investment, that just means, you know, we're at $7 trillion in this budget now. It's going, and the point is, and why his economy is not working, why do we get these bigger gaps? Why is War Room always right on what the deficit is, and the Biden regime's projections are wrong? It gets down to, one, the supplementals they throw in there, but number two, they always miss on the tax revenue. Last year, their projections were $5 trillion. We said, we don't think that's going to happen. We think it's going to at least miss by $500 billion, be $4.5 billion. Right. And that will drive this over $2 trillion. Well, guess what? Shazam. It came out at 4.4. They missed it by $600 billion. This math is not that complicated. As I keep saying, this is not quantum mechanics. Now, right there, you had Scott Bessent, one of the smartest hedge fund managers in the world with one of the best track records. He just lays it out right there. He says this toxic brew that they've got between Treasury and the Federal Reserve and the fiscal irresponsibility is going to continue. They have to do it. They're doing a maximalist policy of no return. That to me is absolutely, and working class people understand this. This is when I took over the campaign in August of 2016. Remember, for the first week, Hillary Clinton came off the beach and just attacked me. Xenophobe, racist, nativist, bad guy, terrible, all this stuff. And I sat there with the staff and said, hey, if she's going to come in and play the racism xenophobe card, and we just continue to hit back with economic nationalism, people in the upper Midwest, in states like, I'm going to pick a couple of random ones, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, will hear that. And we will win. And we will win with over 300 electoral votes. It is the same situation today. They contrast, in fact, it's even starker. Hillary Clinton was about the managed decline of our nation, elites with the managed decline of our nation. This is full on pedal to the metal, driving over the abyss. When a guy like Scott Bessent sits there and goes, this is a maximalist policy of no return. You know, he's not an alarmist. He's not Steve Bannon with his hair on fire every day. This is a prudent fiduciary. Okay, short commercial break, 90 seconds. Coach Tuberville, one of the voices of reason in the United States Senate, joins us here in the War Room in studio. Back in a moment.
The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here, and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon.com.
All one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. WARROOM Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.